Thanks so much for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about real estate insurance coverage.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. When you're getting into the purchase of a property, it's a good time to take a look at what kind of coverage you want in your insurance.
And if you don't, you're going to find that you may have some serious problems. Now, I've been told, I'm certainly not an expert on property insurance, but the standard insurance policies are the same for the first 15 pages, whether it's Company A, Company B, Company C. The whole thing differs in the attachments or the endorsements that are added. Are you adding to have earthquake coverage? Are you adding to have wildfire coverage, which is a huge, huge issue in the last couple of years, now that we seem to have wildfires, mainly in California, but there's a number of situations where properties have been damaged by wildfire in Oregon. And you might say, well, gee, I don't live in the forest. Yeah, but are you living near a grassy park, as an example?
It's amazing what isn't covered if you don't talk about it with your insurance provider beforehand.
Exactly.
You've got to have a conversation to help them understand how you're using the property, what's on the property. Do you need additionally insured for jewelry or guns or something on your property that is not expected or usual? What does that look like? If you have that article in your car instead of your house, is it no longer insured? Also, one time that I see insurance come up in the transaction is if you close the sale, you no longer own the home, but you still possess the home. You're still living in it for a period afterwards. All your item, your personal property is still there, and that still needs to be moved out. Make sure that your insurance provider understands the circumstance and that there is coverage during that time of possession.
Well, let's shift over to commercial property. And you're the landlord and you own a warehouse or some type of a large facility, and you may have a tenant or two or three in there. What happens if they start growing hemp or marijuana? Most insurance policies, I'm told, state we don't cover anything of that nature. You're on your own, pal. Now, that's not the time to discover that. And that means what? Well, just be aware of insurance, what it covers, what it doesn't cover, how a tenant might do something that negates your insurance coverage, and so forth.
And how much it's covered for as well, if
right.
Replacement is sufficient there. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.